رهبری SBS یا سرژمیری کنکرن آگاهیان سنسس گلو دزانی جبو یکمین جار سنسس لسر انترنت ای آنلاین او ده بگه 10 میلیون مالباتان و 24 میلیون کسان جیگرتنا سنسس ایوارا نهی مها هشتمینه.
Sarah Ferguson, the Assistant Director for Census New South Wales, thank you so much for joining us here at SBS Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Today we specifically would like to ask you a few questions about the census that may affect the statistic about Kurdish speakers in Australia or those of Kurdish background. In the past, it's been known that some people of Kurdish background, for example, choose to put Kurdistan as a country of their birth instead of their officially recognized states such as Turkey, Iran, Iraq or Syria. Now, what happens in this instant with the data?
Yep, so we'd encourage people to write down the country that they were born in the country of birth question, because that's an important statistic to collect. But we also collect a question on people's ancestry. And ancestry is a question that asks people about the cultural group that they most closely identify with. And the ancestry doesn't have to relate to the country that they're born in or the language that they speak. So it does allow people who want to express their heritage or ethnicity more accurately. So for example, they can write Kurdish down in the ancestry question. And we've done some modifications to the layout of the ancestry question for 2016 to make it very clear and easy for people to indicate up to 2 ancestry options on the form.
Okay, so it hasn't been like that in the past?
People could, but we've just really tweaked the layout to make it clear and obvious so we can capture 2 separate ancestries if needed.
Okay, so for instance, when they do put Kurdistan instead of their officially recognised countries, what happened to that question? What happened to the data in that question if it's an unrecognised country in that field?
So we would strongly encourage people to write the recognised country of birth down, because otherwise if they write other things down, it will be difficult for processing and might misrepresent the statistic. And as we said, we would really strongly encourage people to use that ancestry option to express their ancestry as Kurdish in that part of the form, because that will make sure that they're available to have statistics for them.
Okay, and also when it comes to the question in the census about language spoken at home, this also may affect data about Kurdish speakers in Australia, for example, as some, although know Kurdish very well, may not be speaking it most of the time at home and could be speaking other languages such as Turkish, for example, which is very common for Kurds of that part of Kurdistan to be speaking Turkish at home, or English, for example. So what happens there? Could the census data be underrepresenting Kurdish speakers in Australia in that sense?
So if people do speak Kurdish at home and it's the most common other language other than English that they speak, we would strongly encourage them to write down Kurdish. But the language question does accept only one language as the option, so people are advised in that to put down the language that they speak most commonly other than English.
But will there ever be a question about ethnicity, for example, in the census in the future?
So that's where the ancestry question is a good place for people to be able to write that. So ancestry isn't reliant on the country of birth or the language that someone speaks. It's the cultural group that they identify with, and they're allowed to put in up to 2 options there, so their ancestry is represented.
Basically, with this ancestry question that has been modified for the 2016 census, is the most important for, let's say, people of Kurdish background who clearly don't have one recognised state to call home or where they come from?
Yes, ancestry would be the place we'd encourage people, if they've got a Kurdish background, to be making sure that they're represented there. So when we're analysing the statistics about our multicultural population, we can use a combination of the questions on the census form. So not just the country of birth or the language, but we also can combine that with ancestry to make sure that we really understand the richness of our diversity and can identify groups that might not be fully identified through just their language or country of birth.
Well, Sarah Ferguson, Assistant Director for New South Wales Census, we thank you so much for your time today.
رهبری SBS یا سرژمیری کنکرن آگاهیان سنسس گلودزانی گرته اینترنت نبه یان فرم کاغذ باشتر دبینی دکاری ویج ویج ماره بخوازی 0021453 1. جیگرتنا سنسس ایوارا نهی مها هشتمینه.